Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is Jackie Kane, a sublime singer of ballads, bebop, Broadway, and everything in between. Jackie and her husband, pianist and singer Roy Kroll, usually perform together as Jackie and Roy. But today, I persuaded Jackie to come over here and sing some of her own special songs. It's wonderful to have her on Piano Jazz.
Oh, thank you, Marion. It's so nice to be here with you.
Well, you know, I guess the last time I saw you and Roy was at the Algonquin, and you had this wonderful bassist that we have here today, Dean Johnson. And I just loved the show and all the tunes you were doing from your record. They're all By the Sea songs, aren't they?
Right, yes. That was our latest CD on DRG, and it's a song. It's called Songs of Sun, Sand, and Sea. And the name of the album is actually The Beautiful Sea. And there's some great old songs in it and some new songs, and it's just a nice accumulation of songs about the sea.
I've never heard that kind of a particular kind of a CD, but there's so many tunes that I've heard you do over the years. In fact, I think I can almost remember the repertoire you did when you and Roy were with Charlie Ventura.
Oh, yeah.
And a long time ago, I better not say how long.
No, don't say how long, Marion.
Because
we're dating both of ourselves that way.
Well, it can't be helped. At that time, Jimmy and I were all in Chicago, and Jimmy and I were playing at a place called the Brass Rail. But
yes,
we finished before you did. You were out in the south side of Jump Town. And we used to get in the car and come out so we could catch your last set.
Yeah, that was fun. And in fact, we used to come to hear you at the Brass Rail, too. I don't remember if it was between sets. It might have been another engagement, but you were there more than once, I know.
Yeah, boy, I don't know how we stood that, but we did. Anyway, let's see. Let's do a song. Pick one from your vast repertoire.
Well, I'd like to do this song that I've never sung before, actually, and it's just a very wonderful, simple, classic tune that I've heard for years but never did it. It's called I'm Confessin'.
Well, that'll be great, and we'll have Dean playing on bass on this one.
Confessing that I love you. Tell me, do you love me too? I'm confessing that I need you. Honest, I do. Need you every moment. In your eyes, I read such strange things. But your lips deny their truth. Will your answer really change things, making me blue?
Well, let's do another song.
All right. What are we going to do? How about There'll Never Be Another You? That's a nice old standard. I always have liked that song.
Me too, and it's got a great feeling to it, and I love to play that as well as hearing people sing it. It's got nice changes, and so let's do it.
Good.
There will be many other nights like this, when I'll be standing here with someone new. There will be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring, but there will never be another you. There will be other lips that I may kiss, but they won't thrill me like yours used to do. Oh, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true when there will never, ever, ever ever be another you.
You know, I'm wondering if that tune we just did would be an Alec Wilder favorite.
Other, I think so.
You know, I really miss that guy. He was
a great
friend of yours, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. And I don't know, fate just presented us many opportunities to meet up with him. You know, we originally met him through a friend, and then he came to hear us a few times, and we got to be more friendly. But then we would travel around the country, and he'd turn up in Los Angeles, or he'd turn up in Boston, or he'd turn up in some other city where you didn't expect to see him. And it just kind of, you know, gave us a chance to really get to know one another and hang out and have a lot of laughs and talk about music. He was a great friend.
I really miss him a lot.
We do, too.
And you recorded a lot of his tunes, and then he wrote a couple for me. One of my many visits to Rochester, where, as you know, he, I think that was his other permanent residence beside the Algonquin. And I used to play this club called the Round Towner, and he used to come in there, and he would kind of carelessly throw a piece of manuscript on the piano, something that he'd written for me, and
wonderful.
I was thrilled to have these little vignettes. So
beautiful. What, are you going to play one?
Yeah, I was just thinking. There's one called, he put the titles on all these things. This one's called "Where Are the Good Companions?"
Oh, yeah.
So isn't that a typical Alec?
Yes, it is.
Title.
Wonderful title.
Yeah. Well, here goes.
To hear the full broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR. The digital archiving of this program was made possible in part by Save America's Treasures through a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Park Service Department of the Interior.